From classics to curiosity and where melodies meet meaning. Welcome to Music Exposed.
Hello, bonjour, and wagwan, everybody. Thank you for joining us on another episode. I am D. I'm here with Anthony. How you doing today, brother?
Good, man. I love how every time it just seems like you're rapping because the rhyme there. Yeah. How you doing, man?
Can't complain. Grateful to be alive, bro. You?
I am good, man. I am good. I'm excited once again for a conversation today. And I say this all the time, but things just keep getting more interesting. Software, technology, instruments, virtual instruments, yeah. All of it just keeps getting better. And every time I kind of hit a roadblock in my music journey, whether it's from practicing to things with playback, there's always something that we're like, man, I wish that existed. And then suddenly it's like, oh, it does exist.
Right.
And we get to talk to the cool people behind it. In most of those circumstances. So today I'm happy and thrilled to have Leo Bernard with us. You are the founder of Ableset. Is that?
Yeah, that's correct. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, man, it's a real pleasure to have you here. So I guess we want to frame this interview out just a little bit. We definitely want to talk about Ableset right off the top and let people know what that is and why I'm so excited, because it might not be something that's, universally known yet, but for anybody using Ableton or playback, this is one of those things that you need to have. Everything that you probably wish you could do and have found a workaround for is encapsulated right here in this solution. So, please tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you a musician by nature, or like, what's your connection to music? Let's start there.
Yeah, I've basically always been interested in music, started by playing drums, then switching to playing the keys and nice. Singing. And currently just playing in a local band in Germany. That's basically my background in music.
Okay, so basically coming from, like, did you go to lessons, private lessons, schooling for music, or...?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Especially for drums and singing, and then keys, I kind of taught myself.
Okay, nice. Nice.
That's impressive.
Yes.
And what spawned the creation of Ableset? Like, can you tell us a little bit about how you came about coming up with that idea?
Sure. Yeah. So this band that I just mentioned, we kind of do a lot of stuff in the production of our songs that we noticed we weren't able to do live, because we're just four people and we have, like, it feels like 10 instruments playing at the same time.
Nice.
So we were looking into solutions for that. We started using Mainstage, which turned out to kind of not fit what we needed.
Okay.
Then we turned to Ableton, which kind of worked fairly well, but... I was kind of looking for a solution to simplify managing my songs in Ableton. And I found some that were either fairly expensive, especially for a band of this size, or just didn't kind of fit the needs that I had. Yeah. So I thought, okay, you know, I am a software developer. Let's see if I can tackle this myself. And it took a while. And I think... we used it privately for like 3 years, and after a while I thought, okay, maybe some other people might find this useful as well. And this is what then turned into Ableset.
Wow. Very cool. I mean, there's a lot packed into there. We haven't even talked about like the features or functionality yet, so we'll get there. So you mentioned as well, though, you're a software developer?
Exactly.
Okay. I guess that does make sense, because it's always hard to figure... Like, you're a musician, and obviously musicians do a lot of other things, but when you tackle such a big problem that nobody else has seemed to be able to tackle, and you mentioned some issues just still existed with other software that you tried, and in some cases the software was just overpriced for what most people are willing and able to pay for the solutions. So you hit a couple things on it. So let me just, I guess if we circle back, what was the first issue that you came across that you're like, I need a solution for?
I think the ability to be away from the playback computer was one of those, because I didn't want to have the computer right beside me. That looks a bit weird on stage. Still having the ability to kind of have an overview of what's going on. So, you know, if you just have a MIDI controller, you might not see the current song that's playing, for example, or what's coming up.
That's true.
So that, I think, was the first issue I tried to tackle with the setlist view in AbleSet. I think that was the biggest one, actually. Yeah,
I'm just... Okay, that makes sense. So basically, I guess if we rewind a little bit for people who are in this conversation, listening in and like, I don't even know what any of this means yet. So I know we have talked about Ableton a few times on the podcast, but basically, as you mentioned, like you have a 4-piece band, you're running tracks. So what happens is while you're playing live, you have some backing tracks, probably a click and some other things that are running as you play. And then you get the cool things like the guide. So you're probably having a voice calling each section, counting in each section. So it keeps everything nice and tight on stage, but sounding full, like you mentioned before. So that's one part of it. But then, like you mentioned, you have to have a computer right beside you. In a lot of cases, you just have the keyboard, like the computer keyboards. So you're hitting like spacebar or L for loop and like all these little things that are not as easy as you like to do when you're on stage in front of people. And the joke's always been that it looks like you're sending emails in the middle of a song when you have to reach over to like type commands and like hit a button. So that was the first issue that you kind of addressed, is being able to take... Actually, that's two issues in one. I'm sorry. This is exciting stuff for me, because we were literally stumped on this. Like, we've gone so far, but now we still have to have all these little workarounds with some great software, but not the nail on the head on everything we wanted. So you were able to create something where you can have your set list on your Ableton computer, but now you can have like just your phone or an iPad or some other device where you can see the full set list, which is a huge thing. You could see the songs and the song sections, and with basically remotely have the ability to control what song you're going to next, rearrange your set list in real time, and all these other cool things that didn't previously exist. That's just one big one. I'm going to let you keep going. So after you kind of figured that part out, it didn't stop. Where did the trail lead you to next?
I think the next big issue I wanted to tackle is the ability to change the set list kind of on the fly. Because that was one of the big issues I found as well. Like, we have one huge timeline with all the songs in Ableton.
Yep,
and then when you want to change the order, you know, how do you approach that? Do you just like move clips around in the timeline? Then you might run into issues with the tempo automation and stuff like that. Very scary. Exactly. So that was one of the issues I wanted to tackle as well, to make it as easy as possible to just be like, you know, today we want to switch the order of songs around, or we don't have enough time for this one song. Let's just cut it out of the set list.
Right.
And so that was, I think, the next feature I was working on with AbleSet.
Big. It sounds so simple now that you've just explained it, like, because you've done it, I guess. I could see it. But Tariqi, you were on the tour, and we ran into some, not really issues, but there were times where like it would have been nice to be able to just reorder the set or take a song out, or even skip to a song section. So I'm gonna jump ahead if it's okay, Leo. And that was another big thing. So with Ableton, one of the things was, say you're on the verse and you wanted to be able to skip the chorus and go to the bridge, you had to be like almost surgical with your timing, with your timing and precision to be able to hit that bridge marker within, usually it's quantized, so within a bar, to be able to start it at that time. Otherwise, you're screwed. You're going to lose a whole bar or worse. Or add a bar. And another thing that you were able to do, so I'm going to kind of, if you don't mind, I'll talk about what I found with that feature that you added. So, and I might miss some. So basically, you could now jump to the next section, no problem. Or you could choose to jump to the next song, no problem, right? Did you add some more in that?
I think those are the two main ones. Yeah.
Game changers, though.
There's the ability to dynamically loop the current section, right, which is also something we found for our own band to be very helpful, especially if you have some parts where, you know, you want to maybe improvise a little bit, or just you're not sure how long it takes. Especially if you want to be a bit more interactive with the audience. We found that this is like a super important feature to have.
Yeah. And you know what's funny, because we even had an outro. So Derek, you remember, we had a big outro for the show, and it was like set to time, and we couldn't really loop it. So it was like, even if we wanted to add some more solos or something, it was like, well, it's done. So we're on our own now if you want to do that. Then we found a looper, which was cool because you could loop the section. The big problem was if you were, say, at the whatever part of the song. So say you're looping the chorus, but the next section was back to a verse. It would keep saying verse and counting in verse because you're looping that section with the cue at the end that should be going to the next section. So if you could you explain? That's the dynamic loop, right? Being able to alter that.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a feature that allows you to tell AbleSet, like, this is the guide track.
Yes.
And as AbleSet now knows, okay, this track will announce the next section. If you are currently in a loop or like looping the current section, that track will automatically be muted, so you don't get the wrong count in or the wrong guide. Yeah. And in addition to that, you can create a second track that is kind of a loop guide that allows you to add something like repeat, or, you know, something just announcing that we are not finished with the section. We are going to jump back to the beginning. And if you are in a loop, then that track gets unmuted while the loop track or while the original guide track gets muted.
Yes. Crazy.
Insane stuff. Insane. And when you think about all of the little details that he's kind of, you know, all of the solutions to the problems that, you know, Anthony, like yourself and other people have experienced, how long was the process of you developing this actual software before you even exposed it to somebody else, maybe a friend? And then finally, after that moment, when did you decide, hey, maybe there's something here that a company would actually want? And what was that approach like?
So I think the first version I put online was just a very basic open source version of the whole thing.
Okay.
That was still fairly hard to use. Like, you had to install some developer tools. You had to start it from the terminal, and I just put it out there to see what people wanted in that kind of software.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I think that was like maybe half a year after I started working on it. And even though it was very, you know, hard to work with and hard to get started, I already got some positive feedback from the community, especially the Ableton community on Reddit. And I thought, you know, that there might be something there. So I just kept going. And I think from there, it took me another 1.5 or 2 years before I made the whole thing available as a commercial product.
Oh, beautiful.
Pretty quick turnaround considering the amount of functionality. And it's not just that it can do the things, it does the things extremely well. And actually, I had a friend come over for a little session and he had mentioned it. Have you heard of AbleSet? And I was like, I have, but no. So I looked it up and I was like, one video, and I bought it right away. I got it right away.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And it's definitely one of those investments or a purchase. It's not an investment. It's not that expensive. It's very well priced, actually. One of those purchases that I'll forever just be like, this thing has changed my life, actually, man.
That's crazy.
It gave me access to things that I didn't think were possible. And it also made things that were possible 1,000 times simpler. For instance, I got it. Installed AbleSet on my laptop that has Ableton, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to bed, but let me just, you know, give it a quick test go. So I pulled up a set list that I had, and I saw as I opened AbleSet, it gave me a couple options, like open on the browser, open in a floating window, and then I saw a remote with the IP address. So I was like, probably not as simple as that. So I pulled up my phone, typed in the IP address into the web browser, And I was like, holy crap, my set list was on my phone. I was like, I thought there was setup involved, man. Everything was just there. So I was like, that's cool. I could follow along. Nice. So I was like, oh, there's a play button. So I hit play and I was like, really? It's already controlling my set list remotely with no other setup. So you've done a lot behind the scenes to make this like foolproof. Literally.
Thank you. Yeah. I think that's also what I try to focus on, like make this as easy to use as possible while still, you know, giving users the flexibility to use it in the way they want to use it. But kind of always finding the balance, you know, between offering a lot of features but not making it too complicated to use.
Right. And that's a very fine dance. Luckily, you have your feet in both music and software. So for you, you understand that these things are necessary, whereas someone in software or solely in software might not understand it. That's incredible. Have you thought about any, like, is there any potentially updates that you are already thinking of that you might have to incorporate into? Not have to, but you're thinking about incorporating into the software?
I think there's a lot of things that I have in the back of my mind. I think being able to integrate AbleSet with more MIDI controllers would be cool. Like, for example, I already have kind of an integration with the Morningstar MC6 Pro, which is a foot controller that has built-in displays, which is also pretty neat. Than just, you know, being more integrated with other third-party hardware, which might be more redundant audio switches, you know, for redundant setups. Currently, AbleSet supports the iConnectivity devices, so the Play Audio 12 and the Play Audio 1U. Let's see. Yeah, I think there's so many features that, you know, you could implement, you could work on. And I'm incredibly grateful as well for all of my customers who are very, you know, they are reaching out to me being like, hey, you know, I have this specific use case. Have you ever thought of implementing this or that feature? Which is super helpful because, as you said, I'm not doing playback in this kind of size myself.
Interesting, yeah.
Especially like I think one of the biggest examples was the redundancy features, because with our band, you know, we have a MacBook connected to an X32 and that's it. It works. And if it doesn't, that's too bad, but you know, we'll just restart it and
it's good to go.
Move on. But you just can't do that at a show of the size of like a stadium or something.
Couple laptops
and exactly. Yeah. And I just didn't think of that before until I think it was Chase Foster, who, big shout out, he also gave me a lot of very helpful feedback. He was using AbleSet for the Jonas Brothers, and he was like, no, we need that. We need that kind of redundancy. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
How cool, though, is it to get really that kind of like email from somebody or someone like him reaching out to you? You're like, oh my gosh, this guy's using my software. That's amazing.
Every time that happens, I'm still amazed. So I'm incredibly grateful for everyone who's using it and reaching out as well.
Awesome. For sure. I mean, we're grateful for the work that you've put in already. It's actually incredible. It's usually when there's a, you know, there's a new software or something, you usually, so for myself, you know me, Dariki, I usually sleep on things. Couldn't, and actually I had AbleSet dreams that night. I just couldn't wait to wake up in the morning and just like give it a test run. I don't want to only be features, but I do want to give you enough shout outs for people to understand some of the things that it's capable of doing. And we breezed over one thing. So you mentioned having all of your songs in an Ableton session and being able to skip them and reorder live and remotely too. But one other thing that blew my mind is for times when you might have, I don't know, 100 songs in a set list, you don't have to set them up in an Ableton session anymore. You can have all of your songs in a folder called songs if you want to, in no particular order, and you could reorder them. So AbleSet basically, I don't know how it works, but AbleSet will grab that folder, put all the songs in that folder. So you don't have to go click, open new song, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You can skip song to song. grabbing these Ableton session files from the folder. That makes life a lot easier for your party band and you're doing random 100%. Songs or someone's calling songs on the fly. There's really no pre-setup involved in that. So that's a huge one. There's so many game changers involved in one product. It's I don't know, man. You're like a super genius or something. This is incredible. You came to save the lives of playback musicians and engineers around the world. And
Yeah.
I got to give you your flowers on that, man. That's amazing.
Thanks.
Really, no question there. I just had to shout that big feature out because it just doesn't. There's a couple things where you're like, it just can't be done. So, how did you approach? Right. Like, was there? How determined are you? Because there's things that we've all believed just can't be done. Did you look at each problem one by one and then say, I'm going to figure it out? Or was it more like, I'm going to try? Like, what was your thought process going into these things?
It's usually just, I'm going to try. And sometimes, you know, you try it out, you notice, okay, this is a lot more difficult than expected. Just kind of put it to the side a bit, work on some other things, and then maybe a few weeks later you come back to it and you're like, yo, I just want to really implement this, so let's see if I can find any sort of solution. I think these features, those big ones, like having these multi-file projects, I think those take the longest to work on. That's also in part because there is no official support from Ableton, so everything I do, I kind of have to figure out myself. There's, you know, it's mostly trial and error, just seeing what works and what doesn't. And in that case, I found a solution.
Wow. Have you heard or like, are you in touch with the good people at Ableton at all or?
Not a lot. I sometimes submit some, you know, bug reports, and if I notice something is weird with Ableton, and those I mostly get responses to.
Okay.
But I've tried to reach out to them with Ableset, and it's mostly radio silence. So
interesting.
Yeah, wow. I guess they're just very busy working on their own product.
I'm gonna reserve my comments on that.
However,
you do have some really well-known and respected Ableton certified pros that have highly endorsed your product, so I think that says it all and beyond.
For sure.
Let me leave it at that.
Yes. You go ahead. Big shout out to Will from Studio to Stage.
He's one of the top guys. If you type in anything Ableton related on YouTube, you're gonna see Will's videos covering everything. So, and yeah, he gave you a big endorsement on there, and that says a lot, man.
Really does.
You go ahead, Dariki. I'm trying not to say what's on my mind regarding
No. If you wanna shoot shots at,
I just said shame on you.
Yeah, it's just weird.
You're
that
doing
someone that's
that
created
couldn't.
Such a great product to complement their great product would not want you to at least have or put your best foot forward when presenting your software. So it is weird. I kind of understand being in the software game, how they kind of, you know, like Anthony, I don't want to disparage the community, but it's sad when that happens. And you even said when you first opened or released the program, it was open source, which, you know, is enables people to see, you know, the inner workings of the actual software. Yeah, the transparency. So it is one of those frustrating things in software where people won't let you see the, you know, the secret sauce or how it's made, or, you know, it's frustrating, but I unfortunately understand your side and Ableton's side when it comes to, you know, interacting with somebody that's, you know, working on a, what would you call that? Like a
independent or
like a third party application.
Right.
Do you have any other applications outside of Ableset that you are working on or have worked on and maybe put to the side because Ableset just became a huge success?
There's a few Max for Life devices. Two of them kind of span around the world of timecode that allow you, because I think in a lot of the bigger productions, you have a separate track that just has some timecode audio on it that you can then send to your media servers or to the lighting console.
Right.
And I've created some tools that help you, for example, display the current time code right in your Ableton project. So you okay. know what kind of time code you're sending out. And other than that, yeah, just some small, you know, little instruments and tools and stuff like that. But I try not to limit myself to Ableton. So I do have some, you know, plugins for color grading, video editing, stuff like that.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
So just, different things that I'm interested in.
That's really cool.
You're really passionate about creating just like software or tools for multimedia. Like I thought it might have just been audio related, but you cover a whole gambit of different things.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Very fascinating. Very, very incredible. Good stuff, man. That's awesome. I would never have guessed that you had, you know, anything in the video world, you know, yeah.
You created the greatest thing and then there's more.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. So, have you been to the U.S.? Like, have you? I know there's obviously some big trade shows around the world. What is? Have you been to any of the bigger U.S. ones, or are there future plans? If not,
yeah, this year was the first year I went to the U.S. for NAMM.
Oh, you were there.
Yeah. Nice, that was amazing.
Nice.
Like, just being able to meet so many people in the community and you know being able to connect with them. That was definitely worth it. And then I hope I'll be able to come back next year.
That'd be really cool. Ricky and I have been talking about getting out there. So we gotta make the move.
Yeah.
Maybe next year
will
be
our pilgrimage.
Year too. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Amazing, man. Yeah. I've just, like I said, I was blown away by the quality of the product. The consistency of it, because it's not just like it can do these things theoretically, but then when you hit play, it might not work.
Yeah.
Like it's very, very dependable. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned like Jonas Brothers MD, like people are using your stuff on all sizes, all stage sizes, different platforms, from church to arenas and beyond. So yeah, we really wanted to have you on here just to kind of share with our listening audience. Just a little bit about this incredible product that is still kind of new, right? Like it's still word of mouth, I'm sure, is moving it along. But what are some of your, I guess, as we kind of wrap up, like your bigger goals for Ableset? What do you, what's Ooh. In the future?
I think having the software grow, having more people use it, I think that's the dream. I've already made the switch to from having it as a side project to working on it full time.
Nice.
So that was one of my big goals that I had. Thanks. And so that's already reached.
Congrats.
So I'm just happy that more and more people are using it, and I hope that trend continues.
Just out of curiosity, what do you do outside of creating great software? Like, you seem to be so busy doing that. What do you do to kind of unwind or get away from the computer?
Being on stage, I think that's one of the
That'll do it.
Things I love to do the most.
And that's only so you can find more problems to fix, right?
Yes,
oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That has happened a lot. Yeah, just that's like... Funny. While we're playing a song, I might have a thought in the back of my mind, just like, oh, I could improve that.
I could imagine.
Yeah, that's definitely. But also just, you know, going to concerts. You might see behind me, there's a wall of like concert tickets.
I like to collect them. Very cool.
Because everything that has to do with music is, that's what I like to do.
Amazing.
Beautiful. Man. What are your top three concerts that you've been to?
That's so hard
tough.
To say.
I know. It's tough.
Oh man, let me think. So I think one of the best ones that I've been to recently has been Movements, are also like a Midwest emo band.
Yeah,
incredible energy on stage, the audience. I think that it's also very important that the audience is kind of vibing with the band, and that was definitely the case.
Yeah, beautiful. Nice.
What else did I see? City and Color.
That's actually a local
awesome.
Boy.
Oh, really?
He's really not far from us. That's incredible.
Cool. Yeah, so cool. I love the
City in Color went out to Germany.
Wow.
Yeah, shout out to Dallas Green. That's beautiful. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. Great, great musician, and I loved his show.
That's awesome.
Let me see. That's just many,
no pressure,
so
man.
Many great shows.
Yeah, no, I think we got two. I don't want to put you on the spot anymore.
I think I do like
those spontaneous questions.
Yeah.
I think I would put Editors up there as well.
Okay.
UK band. I really like their songs and their songwriting and their stage performance as well.
Nice.
Right. Is there a concert you're still hoping to see? Like, is there someone on your bucket list that you're like, if he comes, I'm going.
I would say, definitely Paramore. I think that's one of the bands I kind of regretted not seeing before they kind of went on a hiatus and then came back.
Now
they're touring with Taylor Swift, I think, and it's super expensive to see them.
Yeah,
but I hope they will, you know, have their own tour sometime in the future. And
nice. That's awesome.
Very cool, man. Yeah, well, like I said, thank you so much for just coming on here and sharing a little bit of your journey and your story with us. And again, very appreciative for your work and your hard efforts. I know it's, I can only imagine the amount of hours that you've put into this thing, but it's paying off. And I could see it just really taking off and taking you to even higher heights. So I look forward to that. We'll definitely keep in touch throughout your journey. And we will. You got to shout out your socials where people can find you and keep in touch that way.
Yeah, sure. So I'm available at Ableset. So that's on Instagram, on YouTube, on I think I do have a Twitter account still, or X.
X, yeah.
Depending, I still call it Twitter. Yeah. And otherwise, my personal socials are Leolabs. If you want to, you know, get in touch, that's also available on Instagram, Twitter, my own website, YouTube, all that kind of channel.
Yeah.
Nice. Man. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. We really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a great honor to chat.
Thank you so much for having me.
Until next time, everyone, stay blessed.